Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Zealots, each a Jewish sect, each mentioned in the Bible, each with their pros, each with their cons. The Pharisees, well, the Pharisees were regarded as men who were outstanding in the law. They were outstanding in their field, literally. In our text, they were outstanding in a field. They were in a field of grain, all to ambush Jesus, whose authoritative teaching was rubbing them the wrong way. It was rubbing against their grain. And on this particular day, Jesus and his disciples were walking through the field, and the disciples were rubbing grain in their hands. Now, the action of Jesus' disciples went against the Pharisees' laws, which were at best an overly zealous understanding of the Torah. The Pharisees, eager to find fault, charged Jesus with a technicality, even though the Torah sanctioned the disciples' actions. But instead of quibbling over the letter of the law, Jesus points to the Spirit, the divine intent of the Torah and the prophets, through whom God showed grace and mercy to his people. And that was the higher purpose of the Sabbath, too. Oh, but on the Sabbath, the Pharisees, they were working overtime, trying to trap Jesus in a sin so that they would have reason to dispose of him. They were guilty of a Sabbath sin far greater than their accusation. They were seeking to condemn the innocent. Instead of using the Sabbath for physical and spiritual refreshment. You see, legalism goes against the grain of what God is about and what he desires. Legalism violates the very word of God. Legalism violates the very word of God. It imagines that it defends. In our own zeal for what is right, we too have committed the sin of legalism. And the response of the Pharisees goes against the grain of Jesus' call for grace and mercy. Grace, getting what you don't deserve. Mercy, not getting what you do deserve. Christ calls for grace and mercy. But the Pharisees call for something else. The law was ingrained in their minds. It was ingrained in the minds of the Pharisees, but it hadn't worked repentance in their hearts. Like a veneer or wood-grained contact paper that hides the underneath, the Pharisees had outwardly pious behavior. Jesus, however, was concerned about what was working within them, the inside. The Pharisees were only concerned about the outside. Jesus was concerned about the inside. God's grace and mercy are given through holy baptism into Christ. God's grace and mercy is inwardly digested through God's Word. God's grace and mercy is what we partake of at our Lord's Supper. God's grace and mercy on the inside will lead human behavior to reflect God's grace and mercy on the outside. If you try to do it the other way around, well, you'll have nothing but a mess on your hands, like a sandwich with peanut butter and jelly on the outside. Jesus pointed the Pharisees to the actions of David, whom they had held in high esteem. David once ate the bread that God had set apart for only the priest, and David shared it with his men too. Jesus went against the grain when he spoke as one who had authority. He was of God, speaking to the people of the world. he said that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. Remove Christ's authority, and you only have human opinions and legalism. But Christ has authority, because Christ is not only true man, but also true God. God is serious about His laws and our breaking of His commands. Just yesterday, I taught basics of the faith, and as we spent an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, going through the Ten Commandments, you could feel the weight of the law in the room as good members of our Redeemer realized the depth of their sin. When I taught it back in the fall, Vicar said, "Pastor, that was too long. You've got to do it shorter." But the reality is we need to know the depth and the breadth of the law and what it calls us to do. And we can't do it. But God's grace and God's mercy covers over all of our sin. He sent Jesus to live under the law and to keep the law perfectly. And because Christ, the Son of Man, fulfilled the law on man's behalf, God's mercy now extends to all men, to all people. You know, even grace goes against the grain. People are conditioned to think you get nothing for free. People are conditioned to think that reward is based solely on their performance. As if our good works earn anything for us towards heaven. God's gift is salvation by grace through faith, not by works, to strengthen us in our grace-filled walk through life. God blesses us with a day to rest and to nourish us, body and soul, through His word and sacraments. The nourishment of grace delivers us from the famine of legalism and sin. David and his men were weary, hungry, as they were unjustly persecuted. And the disciples were hungry, as they had abandoned everything for the sake of following Jesus. And we are hungry for the spiritual nourishment only found in the bread of life. In Jesus Christ, our High Priest, greater than Abiathar, invites us to come to Him for food and rest in every time of physical or spiritual need. Instead of judging David, the priest gave him showbread. And as we examine ourselves before the Lord's Supper, we are mindful of our sin and our unworthiness. But we also believe that Jesus delivers us from judgment. Our high priest says to his priesthood of believers, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, my blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins." He feeds us, nourishes us, and grants us rest for our weary bodies and souls. So we confess our sins of legalism and lawlessness, since both go against the grain of God's righteousness, the righteousness that is ours by grace in Christ our Lord. And we thank God for the rest that He gives us each Lord's Day. And we remember that Jesus' body rested in a tomb on a Sabbath day. And we rejoice in His grace in raising us to new and eternal life. In the sacrament of the altar, He feeds us with His body and His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. His love replaces legalism with His mercy and His grace, which we display in our dealings with others, which we share as we go out and serve on this Christ Cares Sunday. As you leave this place, whether you're going to work in the community or whether you're going home to live in your community, when we leave this place, share the love, share the grace, share the mercy that comes from Jesus. Tell others. And if you do, know that you will go against the grain. Go with love from Christ.
Amen.